Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, the Bird Show.
All right, Heather here. Is her situation where she can't quite make out if she's got an inappropriate gift or not?
I think she knows it's inappropriate. The question is, does she accept it?
Hey, Heather.
Hey.
How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Doing okay. All right. Do you feel comfortable telling us in what kind of industry you work?
I work in real estate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you have been working there for how long?
For 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. And the relationship that you have with your boss has strictly been a work-employee relationship up until this point?
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple bosses. Like, it's not that I work just for one person. I actually work for four people.
Okay.
And I see a different person each day, essentially.
Okay.
So and this one particular person, he has been there only 2 years, and it's strictly work relationship. Like, I'm very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He, on the other hand, has kind of made it clear that he has a crush on me.
In what kind of way?
Just sort of like, I can, you know, a woman can kind of tell when a guy is trying to just, like, be a little extra nice or, like, a little extra complimentary or, you know, he's made it really clear that he's single and looking to date. You know, I don't know. It just, like...
Is he flirty with you?
He's flirty, and not in a way that I ever feel uncomfortable, but I'm always kind of, like, aware that he thinks he would like to go on a date with me, and I'm like, you're my boss, and
okay,
that's it.
Okay.
And in all honesty, have you ever used that to your advantage in the office?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't even know a way that I could use it to my, like, no.
Yeah, you know, like by sleeping with him or something?
No.
That would be wonderful. God. Okay.
So basically, yesterday, he was the person that I was working for, and he gave me an American Express gift card,
mm-hmm.
A $1,500.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he was like, I really want you to have this, and I want you to do something special with it this weekend, mm-hmm. for Valentine's Day. And I was like, $1,500?
Like, buy yourself a new car?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but, like, I know that of the four people that I work with, for example, like, he's the one that's made the least money this past year. Like, he's not a wealthy guy. So $1,500 is a lot of money for him to be giving me.
And my expectations for Bert and Jeff have just increased.
You better think again.
Don't give yourself anxiety over that.
Are you the top seller in the company?
No. I'm not personally an agent. Like, I sort of am an assistant for all of these people.
I'm just trying to think of some way that he's mm-hmm. trying to tie in, like, a bonus angle to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Valentine's Day gift?
Yeah, even if it is a bonus angle, that's weird on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day.
Yeah, give it to her in March at the end of the quarter or something. But, yeah, I do agree that I think that's inappropriate.
Have you told him you've had any, like, financial problems at all?
No, and I haven't. I'm fine.
It's just coming out of nowhere.
Bizarre.
And he's not giving anybody else the same thing.
No, and it's specifically for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he even sent me an email already being like, so what are you going to do? What are you going to use it for Valentine's Day?
Here's Lisa.
And he was like, I'm not doing anything. Like, weird, right?
Hey, Lisa, yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I would take the money and run. You know, he gave it to you as a gift. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Go have a great Valentine's Day.
Now, he's expecting something from that. Like, you're not going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, he doesn't want you.
Yeah,
he's the gift horse, and he doesn't want you looking at his mouth. I'll tell you that, like, guaranteed.
I was thinking if I took him out for, like, a thank you for the gift.
Don't do it.
That's what he's trying to get you to do.
And, like, kept it very platonic and very, like, thank you so much, you know, would that be...
No.
weird. Like, then I'm not just, like, taking his money. Then I'm sort of, like, I don't know.
If you open that door a little bit, it might as well be all the way open. In a guy's mind, that would be you opening the door, and it will become a huge hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Just dinner?
Yes.
I mean, you sound surprised by that. I mean, you said you have how many bosses? Four bosses.
Yes.
And you take him to dinner. Like,
essentially with the money that he's sort of paying.
Well, let me just tell you is the coworker, okay? So I'm your coworker and we're, you know, everybody, you're coworkers, but you're almost sometimes in competition for bonuses and salaries and everything. And that would not go unnoticed that you went out to dinner with a boss. You know, yeah, I would notice that, and it would come back to haunt you in the future.
I am still with caller number one and saying taking the money. Take the
really?
Money. Yes. Yes. Take the money.
And just say thank you. And
thank
never,
you.
And
that's it. It was a gift. They have, it's in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Take the money. It was a gift. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well,
gotta go.
Here's the thing, though. You just said that in a guy's mind, a little crack in the door is opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
In his mind, don't you think her accepting the gift is, he will interpret as, oh, okay, she might be a little interested.
No, she might be a little broke.
Take that cash. Hey, Angela, good morning.
No.
Hi. I think if she's an administrative assistant, I don't think it's that unusual. I mean, I work in the law firm industry, and we get bonuses all the time. You know, anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000
for Valentine's Day.
It's kind of weird that it's on Valentine's Day.
Like, I don't think that that's a mistake that the timing there happened on Valentine's Day.
I want to work
but
for
still,
the law firm
he
industry.
Is your boss. He gave you a $1,500 bonus. It's not for you to try to figure out what it's for. Take the money and get up. Yeah.
Emails that says, what are you doing Valentine's Day? Well, and what are you going to do with this money? And, you know,
she's
like,
got to shut the door on him and say.
Yeah, email him and tell him you're going on a date with a guy and you're using the money for the date.
That would go over swimmingly.
Mine
as well.
My take is just give it back because I wouldn't want the drama that comes with it.
If you have three other bosses.
Yeah.
Are any of the other ones single?
Well, two of them are women, and one of them is married, so no.
So he's the only single one. You can take him to dinner.
No.
You're crazy.
That is
something, man. Times are tough. Work for your money.
Whatever.
Yeah, you'll never. Yeah, it'll change the course of your work environment from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you go to dinner or if you take the money.
You
know what?
Take the money.
She, as an employee, hasn't done anything wrong by taking the money.
But he will not just get, in his mind, it's not just a gift and says, oh, well, I hope you had a good, you know, like it will come back to haunt her from him.
It's not her responsibility to determine that, though. He gave her the money as a boss-employee relationship.
I understand, but in a work environment, if you don't shut the door by not even taking the money, then you don't have to deal with the drama in the office because he is going to be on you in the office all the time, more so than he is now if you take his money.
Hey, Susan, good morning.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell her that taking the money makes her not just about love. It makes her a sex object to him because it's basically like he's buying her now because she won't accept him. So he's trying to find another way to get to her.
It is a
and that's
bonus.
What,
I think you
makes it completely wrong.
I think she takes the money,
mm-hmm.
only goes to dinner with him because imagine how much she could get to lay down with him like mommy and daddy did once so many years ago.
But everybody in the office will think she did that.
That's like 75. Who cares?
You got $1,500.
It's your work
guess
environment.
What?
It's your work environment.
Yeah, a new pair of Jimmy Choo's. No. They can think whatever they want.
Hey, Lynn,
you're
good morning.
You're not a whore. Come on.
Yeah, she is a whore.
No.
And she should be proud of it.
Hey, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. No, it's inappropriate, definitely. No, I mean, you know, that kind of money leads to other things. It's like, if you wanted to give her just a nice gift for Valentine's Day, a couple $100 or something, but $1,500, he's expecting something.
She is a
then
good employee, and he wanted to go over the top. In her mind, it's perfectly acceptable for her to think, I've done a great job, and this guy is going over the top to give me a bonus.
He's abusing his position and masking it as a bonus so that he can try to get to her.
Take the money. Take that money.
Because give her flowers for Valentine's Day. That's sweet. That's appropriate. That's it.
Hey, Laura, good morning.
Hi, this is Laura. I just wanted to let you know that I think she ought to take everyone out to dinner with it.
All the bosses?
Like us?
Yeah, you know, I mean, her company. I mean, but I think that would be a nice gesture.
I think that's a great idea. Take all four bosses out to dinner.
Yeah.
does make a statement. It does make a statement that thanks a lot for the money, but I want to share it with everybody else here.
I think that's a great idea and a way to mask it, too, on her side.
I still don't see anything wrong with taking that cash. I got to be honest with y'all. It is a bonus. In her mind, that is a bonus. If he's got the problem, if he's coming on to her, that's not her problem.
I kind of agree with you on that one. Or just tell him you're using the money for another date.
But imagine the work environment. Like, just if you have no interest in him, then don't accept his gifts.
The problem with you, Melissa, is you care what other people think of you. Like, if you could somehow lose that filter and just live in your own moment. Like, other people aren't important. It's about you.
She's an administrative assistant and he's her boss and he's doing this, it is highly inappropriate. And I'm telling you, if you want that reputation in the office, take it. Take the money, take him to dinner, but you'll have that reputation in the office with everybody.
Hey, Julie, good morning.
Hey, I think this is indecent proposal money for sure. I think that he's expecting her to get a hotel room with the card.
But just because he's expecting that doesn't mean she has to do it.
I mean, think if he had framed it as a bonus, if he had said this is a bonus, maybe it would be different. But he didn't say it. He said, I want you to do something really nice for Valentine's Day. I think the only way she could keep the money and is if she's really clear that she's doing the most unromantic thing possible. Like, oh, I bought a new dishwasher with a gift card or something like that.
He'll know that he bought her that dishwasher. And then didn't you say that he was following up with emails like, what are you going to do with the money? I'm not doing anything for Valentine's Day. Didn't you say that's what he said after the fact, after the offer?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely made it clear that he wants to go out.
I think, and you make it perfectly clear back to him that that's not going to happen.
Agreed.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the cash, but I know on Valentine's Day I got a date set up.
If you really wanted, and I think if you really want to tell him it's not going to happen, thanks, but give it to an employee that needs it.
I wasn't going to do anything for Valentine's Day, but now they got these $1,500, I'm going to take out one guy on Friday, one guy on Saturday, and get a hotel room with a guy on Sunday. Thank you.
That's a great email. No, send that.
Seriously, yes.
Then he'll know.
And then when he gets, I don't know. I just think, I mean, take the money. Everybody thinks you should take the money.
But
don't complain if your work environment gets hostile or weird from now on. Because as the administrative assistant, you have no control. If you have four bosses and he gives you a hard time from now on because you rejected him, it's going to make your job hell. And it's not a bonus.
All right, Heather, we got to run. I would love to follow you up via either email or a call over the next couple of weeks and find out what you did, though.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.